Now, in this presidential election, we know what most voters say is their top issue. Polls tell us the economy is overwhelmingly number one. But for the past couple of years, the campaigns and the media have been captivated by all sorts of issues. And as the campaign season winds down, we've put together some of the greatest hits of stuff that just didn't matter.
Hey, man, is that NPR's collection of irrelevant campaign moments you're playing?
Yeah, man.
Then turn it up.
You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
Remember 2008? Well, now you can relive those lipstick-obsessed days all over again with this solid gold collection not available in stores. You'll get Barack Obama.
Yeah, you can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
You'll get John McCain.
I think they put some lipstick on the pig, but it's still a pig.
These are the original hits by the original politicians. Each gem is guaranteed to be ridiculous, superficial, and have nothing to do with the job of being president. Who could forget this sizzling chart topper?
A fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab. The gesture everyone seems to interpret differently.
But that's not all. You'll get Obama's Greek columns at his acceptance speech, Bristol Palin's pregnancy, the kerfuffle over which candidate was more like Paris Hilton.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world.
The brouhaha over who was more tech-savvy.
He admits he still doesn't know how to use a computer, can't send an email. Still
and there's more. Understand. Obama mentions arugula. McCain calls some kid a jerk. Biden forgets when TV was invented. Palin gets a lot of clothes.
I'm not taking them with me. I'm back to wearing my own clothes from my favorite consignment shop in Anchorage, Alaska.
All of the election's least important moments collected for the first time in one 26-CD set. You'll get the media firestorms, superdelegates, tempests in teapots, lapel pins, names you won't soon forget.
Joe the plumber. Joe the plumber. Joe. Name is Joe Wurzelberger.
Plus the candidates you've already forgotten.
I am Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message.
I'm Chris Dodd, and I approve this message.
I'm Congressman Duncan Hunter.
Two words. Chuck Norris.
Plus, who could resist the campaign's funniest home videos and greatest bloopers?
That old Beach Boys song, Bomberan. Bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway.
It's not surprising, then, that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them.
If you buy now, you'll also get this collection of forgotten campaign love songs. Hundreds of hours of music you'll never want to hear again after November 4th.
Hillary Clinton is just a hater, so for Prez, I'm voting Ralph Nader. There ain't nobody greater on either side of the equator. If he was on Saved by the Bell, he'd be Slater. He's a sweet Jedi, I'm the King's Darth Vader.
Yes, we can.
Campaign may have stretched on for 2 years, but the memories in this collection will annoy you for a lifetime. This sensational offer is only available for a limited time. Come November 5th, the entire election season may seem irrelevant, and this collection will be history. Act now. Here's how to order.
NPR's Irrelevant Election Collection was assembled by NPR's Robert Smith. Please don't send checks or money orders. All the twists and turns of the 2008 election, meaningful or not, are available for free at npr.org.